From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, back at it again tonight. NIT quarters. VSiN has a podcast to help you bet college hoops. Tim Murray, Matt Humans, Adam Burke, three episodes a week, breaking down games, looking at futures, props. Check out the College Basketball Betting Podcast wherever you get your podcast, and CBI semis tonight as well. Get up there, check it out, VSiN.com.
Paulie, we will start this hour talking a little National Football League. Mel Kiper, by the way, announced his new mock draft moments ago. We'll tell you what that looks like coming up in a few minutes. But this is fresh, in my opinion. I mean, Panthers GM, this was making the rounds yesterday, Scott Fitterer. He said that the Panthers, quote, have conviction on multiple quarterbacks at top of the draft. That's the reason why they traded up. They are still going through the process, but they, again, quote, feel good about the group up top, end of quote. If you're watching the show, there you go. That's the tweet from Augusta Stone. So then, if they feel that good about three different quarterbacks at the top of this draft, why would they trade at number one? You could have easily traded up to number three.
They better be lying, because they look like damn fools.
They have to be lying.
You got to know who the pick is. Now, again, there's multiple reports that the owner wants Stroud and Reich wants Young. But, I have it flipped, other way around. But I think the pick has got to be Stroud. Has to be. And Peter King had a good report that again, the Bears wanted to go from 1 to 2 and then 2 to 9. And they were close to doing that.
Oh, they were?
With the Texans, yes, to start, and then coming back again.
Okay.
And getting more picks. But this is, a debacle. You have to be lying here just to try to get someone
to
move up. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
Now, the other thing which I like, which is coming around a little bit, because they didn't say anything initially when it came out. They were one of the teams, and now they really were hurt by this trade. How did the Colts not reach out to Lamar Jackson?
I would agree.
You got to do it, especially if you're Ursa. Mm-hmm. You got to make this move.
Yep.
You can't tell me. You don't know about these guys. The odds of all five of them. I mean, there's a good chance four of them. Three of them might not be able to play and be bust.
Right.
And not to mention the size of Young. So, hey, 26 years old, MVP. I could give him for two first rounds.
Sure.
I mean, and look at his record since he came into the league.
One of the very first things that came to my mind when the Panthers made this trade, is that, wait a second here, teams are unwilling to commit to Lamar Jackson because of the guaranteed contract. And I get it. Like, I really do. Like, if you're, you know, the ownership, the front office, like, that's a slippery slope that you maybe don't want to continue to go down after Watson did it in Cleveland. But it took 15 minutes for all these teams across the league to say, no, we're going to punt. We have no interest here. So that's too dangerous of an idea. But for the Panthers to give up all these picks to go from 9-1 and at this point still tell everybody, yeah, we like three guys at the top. We don't know who we're going to take. But that's the safe play? You see what I'm saying? Like that you can actually justify that, but not giving a full-time... I don't know.
It's absurd.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it's absurd. Take the proven guy.
Every single time.
I mean, come on, for a shorter price.
Yeah.
Come on. With no weapons that he's had. People have lost their minds. Not all of them, some. We still get tweets and emails every day. Why are you so high on Lamar Jackson? Guys, what are you watching?
Yeah.
He's won an MVP. He's 26. Compared to the crap that's in this league at this position,
mm-hmm.
and he's never had help. Look at his record. Look how bad they... Now, they almost beat Cincinnati, but that was a great game plan by Baltimore and Harbaugh. Look how bad they were without him. They played Cleveland on a Saturday night. They scored 6 points mm-hmm. in that game. 3 points
yeah.
against Cleveland? Come on.
No, I think Jackson's awesome.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he's yeah, that's the thing I don't
know
get.
About
is
these
that
kids? I mean,
people piss and moan about the bad quarterback playing the league all the time. You want to lump him in? I don't think so.
You're trying to sell yourself on Richardson? Oh, look how big he is. Workout warrior. I mean, can he complete a pass on a consistent basis? I mean.
So here's the thing. What if they're not lying, though?
They're damn fools.
That, but also that tells me that from a betting standpoint, maybe Richardson's worth a stab right now, or God, do they shock the world and go Will Levis?
Yeah. Kuiper has Richardson going fifth to Seattle.
He does.
Which I definitely could see.
Oh, there's, I saw some steam on that yesterday from the Seattle area.
Yeah.
In fact, it was KJ Wright, I believe, the former linebacker for the Seahawks, who said, in fact, is he still around? I got to check that out. I'm blanking on that now. But he said yesterday that if they take a quarterback and he thinks they should, it's going to be Richardson.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. He also has Carter going sixth as well in his mock.
Yeah,
the other thing is I like some of the moves that Carolina has made, though, to get the new quarterback weapons. Now, here you go again. Put Lamar Jackson on Carolina. You added Sanders. You added Thielen. You traded for Hayden Hurst. Pretty good start. Carolina said, how about these weapons? And somebody came back, I think the guy plays in the league, and said he couldn't get arrested at the airport for these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
What do you thought? That's not bad. Now, Thielen might be cooked at this point, a little too much with the contract, but I thought Buffalo should have went after him. I mean, that's pretty damn good. McKenzie, Diggs, Davis, and Thielen?
Yeah.
All right, I'm spreading you out and I'm throwing at will. Good luck. But he decided to go to Carolina. He also said, I wanted a chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, okay, Thielen, take the money and run, but don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Well, lying is evidently contagious in the Carolina area.
But still, it's not bad with who they're bringing in at the skill position standpoint, though, to help out whoever this quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, so here is Mel Kiper's latest mock draft released within the last hour. He has Stroud going number one to Carolina. He has Bryce Young going number two to Houston. And see, I think that this can actually happen. He has the Colts trading up one spot from four to number three to take Will Levis. And the thought here is that the Colts will not want a team to leap them at number three and then take whoever might the third best quarterback in this draft become or be at this point. So they have to settle, in quotes, for the fourth quarterback at that point. So they don't want to take any chances. They want to trade up from number four to number three. And I can see that happening. And then the Cardinals would drop down one pick. He has him taking Will Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, Richardson number five to Seattle. And Jalen Carter number six to Detroit dropping at that point. And then he has Christian Gonzalez, the first cornerback off the board, number seven, to the Raiders. The Lions, if they were to add Jalen Carter in the draft to go with what they've done already in the offseason, they signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to that one-year deal. Thought it was a great move. They picked up running back David Montgomery, Cameron Sutton, cornerback, Emmanuel Mosley, another cornerback. They have picks 6, 18, 48, and 55. There has been a lot of steam on this team in the offseason, not only from their moves, but also from the betting market. I was looking around over the weekend. They're as low as 18 or 19 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. I did grab a very tiny piece of 30 to 1 on the Lions.
Good moves.
I love the offseason.
People want to play for Dan Campbell, they say.
I really liked what I saw out of that team last year and the coaching staff.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Lost Williams. He said the offer was insulting, I guess, but okay.
Oh, they got David Montgomery.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I think that there's something there. Also, what do you think of the Cowboys moves now?
I like getting Cooks. Were they better off keeping Cooper? I wanted Hopkins. I thought that would have been better. I think the money's similar. I'd rather have Hopkins than Cooks. But Cooks is a very good wide receiver. But the question must be asked, why have you been traded four times and you're 30 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, you were putting up numbers in New Orleans, and Sean Payton said, I can't deal with you anymore.
Right.
I mean, you're putting up numbers and you're complaining. Like one game, you're not getting any targets. You win the game. Man, this is ridiculous. You know, Belichick, he put up numbers. Belichick got rid of him. I mean, it just, you have to ask the question, why are so many people trading this guy?
He's been on several teams.
Yes.
I mean, it's trade after trade after trade.
Yeah.
And the guy's very talented. He produces no matter where he goes. And, you know, with the exception a little bit of Houston because of the bad quarterback play there.
The best move might have been getting rid of Zeke Elliott. I know paying him all that money was absurd.
But yeah.
Realize it's enough. He's cooked. Good move moving on.
If Gilmore has anything left in the tank.
Sure. I think so.
I think he does.
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's something that you really have to like for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Now, Philly kept Slay. Some people love the Penny acquisition. I don't. He can't stay healthy. Philly lost some guys on defense. That's an understatement. But, you know, Dallas made some good moves. And the thing with Philly is no one repeats in that division. No one. 2004, the last time it happened. So
does it finally happen this year? Dallas is pretty much right there with them.
What Dak Prescott am I going to get?
As incredible as the Eagles were last year.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, KJ Wright retired last year. It's early. Blanked on that one. But he was the one who came out and said, as a former Seahawk on the radio yesterday, if they take quarterback, which is where he would go, the Seahawks are taking Anthony Richardson. So if that picks up a lot of steam, I don't know. And that quote was out there, by the way, about Frank Reich, evidently loving that guy as well.
Yeah. I could see Levis going several places.
So could I. I mean, this offseason that the Panthers have had, the biggest question mark is going to be if they take a guy like Richardson, number one, isn't he going to have to play like out of the gates? Doesn't he have to play right away? And is this guy capable of getting the ball to the people that they're bringing in? We have plenty to go from on tape last year. He really can't throw the football at this point.
No. The answer is no.
Yeah, that's where I would go with it as well.
Mm-hmm. But it's come down a little bit. You see it right now at DraftKings. Stroud was as high as 450 when the trade happened.
I know. And look at Levis floating out to 40-1.
Yeah, God, that's, yeah. Between him and Carter, that's really plummeted now.
Yeah.
With his.
I'm holding out hope on Levis.
No.
That is my crack pipe dream.
Okay.
Because I got him at 30-1.
Well, it's fun.
You know, it's been a fun sweat. Since September, I have him at 30-1, and he played poorly throughout the year. But
no, you're right. It's been a wild ride, though, with that prop. Wild ride.
Up
several
next,
different favorites.
Yeah, we will discuss last night's NBA action. Tie it into tonight's slate with updated division numbers as well. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
MLB starts next week, and everything you need to bet on baseball with the betting guide available now. Futures, team previews, best bets. Mackinnon has power ratings on every team. Adam Burke breaks down how the new rules will impact bettors. Sign up today, get full access to VSiN for 30 days. Only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, NBA from last night, the action tied into what we're going to get tonight, Paulie, and updated odds on futures like division numbers. First of all, again, weird night last night. 76ers as an 8-point favorite. They lost outright in double overtime to the Bulls. By the way, the game still stayed under.
Yeah.
And it took money. I think it moved like 2.5 or 3 points last night. The total did. But it stays under in double overtime. Embiid, awesome again. What do you have, 37-16 against Chicago? This team, because they were so hot and they had that long winning streak, they caught the Celtics. And then you blow a game like that and you can't beat the lowly Bulls. And that's big because now the Celtics are in action tonight. And they're on the road against the Kings. And the Kings lost a game that they probably should not have. They were huge favorites.
That's a bad loss.
The Jazz were without a couple of key players in that game, Clarkson and Markkanen. And now the Kings have to, you know, travel back home tonight and host the Celtics, and Boston's laying 4.5.
Yep. They return home after the long road trip. Obviously a back-to-back. A little surprised at the line, though. Rare that the road team is sitting around waiting for the home team. But big opportunity here for Sacramento. Because, number one, you want to wrap up the division. You want to get the... They could still get the one seed. Or the Denver can blow this. I think Memphis might get it. But the way Denver's struggling, and they have a tough schedule, and Memphis, easy schedule the rest of the way. And then Sacramento's got the showdown against the Suns on Friday. Which, if they win that, you can pretty much wrap up the division. Even though they're $4,500 favorite right now. Even though with the loss. But and then Phoenix goes to Los Angeles tomorrow. So... It's hard to like the Celtic team right now. Just how bad they've been. Tatum has been really struggling. Smart's been awful. Williams has struggled. Okay, shooting the ball. But, you know, they really miss Udoka. And I don't understand why White doesn't get more minutes as well. That's a question for everyone back in Boston. As I know, I'm not a Celtic insider.
But I believe it was the Utah game, the game in which they blew a huge lead.
Yeah.
I believe Derek White did not play in the
fourth
quarter.
I don't understand it. He's playing well. I don't understand it. He doesn't get many minutes.
Look at their month of March with the Celtics.
It started with that 28-point lead against the Nets. They lost the game.
That was March 3rd.
Okay.
And it's been pretty much downhill ever since then. They lost a game to the Knicks a couple of nights after that. That was at home. They lost by two. They lost that game against the Cavaliers on the road. That was a 3-game losing streak. They lost at Houston.
Yeah.
111-109. That was last week.
Yeah, brutal.
How does that happen?
Like Bill Simmons said, that the Houston even play well in that game.
Yeah.
There was like no energy or fight out of Boston in that game.
Luckily for them, it's a really long road trip right now. They got that win against Atlanta. and they beat the Wolves on the road, and they beat Portland on the road. Tonight's the last game.
And Portland has waved the flag. It's over.
Oh, they really have.
It's over.
Yep.
And I would expect them to shut down Lillard, too. But it's just it's cliche, but no fight, no guts, and no toughness right now out of a Boston team.
Yep.
Which is odd.
I will give you one game to watch and pay attention to. You might want to circle the calendar for next Thursday, March 30th, and here's why. The Celtics play against the Bucks, right? And who knows at that point? The Bucks have a pretty, do you want to call it comfortable lead right now for the one seed? What is it, 2.5 games over the Celtics? With 10 or 11 to play?
They should get it.
That's cozy.
Yeah.
So here, the Bucks play tomorrow night to get the Spurs. But then they start a 4-game road trip. And it's a Friday, Saturday back-to-back to kick it off. They play at Utah and then at Denver. Will they sit Giannis in the back-to-back against Denver? Remember when the Nuggets went to the Bucks this year?
Yes, right.
They sat a bunch of their guys, including the Joker. So that's a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. The Bucks then play at Detroit on Monday, at Indiana on Wednesday, and then they come back home the next night and host the Celtics on a nationally televised game that's, you know, of utmost importance in the Eastern Conference. Malinsky special,
yep.
First game back. Okay. We're talking about 4 games and basically 5 nights on the road, right? West Coast, back to the Central, and then no time off to get the Celtics. You might want to circle that one and say, depending on the number here, I might be interested in Boston in that game. So that's going to be a very tricky spot for Milwaukee. I'm surprised the league did that to them for a big, you know, nationally, a TV spot for like that. As for tonight's action, do you think that's too many points in 4.5 tonight for the Celtics?
The way they're playing, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you get an angry Sacramento team after what happened last night. They're number one in offensive efficiency. It would have been a great story. Again, their win total was in the low 30s. And we know, well documented, the 400 or 250-1 to win the division before the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people still aren't buying them because they're 24th in defense. But I wouldn't be surprised if they can make a deep playoff run, too, especially if they can get the 1 or the 2 seed. Look at what Atlanta's laying. 13.5. What a mess they've become. They're 35-36 on the season. My God. Still under 500. That debacle Sunday at San Antonio. 35 second-half points. Blew a 25-point lead to the Spurs.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, and go back to the deal that they agreed to on draft night. They agreed to exchange picks, giving up Trae Young for Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
horrible contract, too, now.
Young has had a nice career. It's nice. Luke is an all-time player.
Yep.
Trae Young is not an all-time player.
Yep.
So I don't know what they were thinking when they made that deal.
Yep. How about the late game? Should the Clippers be 6.5 against OKC?
Yeah, OKC is such a...
They're in this, though. I mean, what, they're the 9th seed right now with the big win Sunday. And I know they came out, they were going to monitor Alexander's minutes. But do they want to make the play? You might as well go for it right now. You're in. It's wild that all the talk Oklahoma City doesn't want to make it and they have 500 picks and Utah doesn't want to make it and they're both in. And Anthony Davis Friday night. I guess we're going too far back, but just one, 3 blunders in the final 10 seconds. Fouls Kleba shooting a 3, misses a free throw, and then loses them on the game-winning 3.
Yeah.
The Lakers continue to blow games and they're now the 11.
I know. They had a chance to be like in the 6-7 mix at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, is they talked about, Dallas has 4-7 in their last 11 games, but they didn't lose ground on anybody. And you've had Luka out, too.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't trust the Clippers either, though, and what they're laying and the issues they've had. So, major disappointment with the Clippers.
There's an uptick right now in that Detroit-Atlanta game. It just moved to 238 with the total at the Westgate here in town. I'm looking right now, Markkanen did not play last night for Utah, like we said. And Shai has been, when he's playing, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been lights out, like he has all year long. In a market like this that is pretty unpredictable for most improved player, right? This and the sixth man, the fine print needs to be a little bit more, in bold print for us to be able to read. Markkanen is a $7 favorite right now at William Hill to win that award.
Jeez.
Are we getting nuts? Shai can't win that? I listened to the Zach Lowe podcast last week, and he said it's basically down to 2 guys, and he said both of those 2. He said Markkanen and Shai Gil. Markkanen's a $7 favorite?
Yeah.
He should be that high?
He came out of nowhere. Guy was a major disappointment. He's an assassin. Alexander was a good player.
I don't disagree.
Huh?
But is that what it's going to come down to then? Is the fine print then? Is that Shea was a good, he was already a good player, so we can't give him the award?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, like, if he's eligible to win this thing, at DraftKings, market is minus 550. Like, if people are going to vote for Shea, if he's on the ballot to win this award, he's got an unbelievable case to beat Markkanen, is my only point. And Markkanen to be between $550 and $7 today feels a tad strong to me. I think the other guys are, look, I mean, we have 10 games left. Can anybody close this out? Could a Jalen Brunson close out strong? He missed some time recently. He's 14-1 now. He was recently like in the plus 350 range.
Yeah, I know. To the time, yeah, all those missed games is going to get him.
Come back to kill him?
Yeah. Mm. He's had a great year. But you're right, only about 2.5 weeks left in the season. And that's it.
Some of these teams are down to 9 games now.
Yeah, but the race in the West, I mean, this thing is wide open. I'm taking Milwaukee against the field, but it's wide open in the West. You can't trust the Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad the road record is. You don't want any part of the Clippers. Can you imagine if the Lakers sneak in there and LeBron comes back? I mean, he killed them Friday night, but Davis has played well in his absence. Mm-hmm.
Is there enough time?
Can you imagine if it's Lakers Kings in the first round?
Sign me up right now.
It'd be great.
Is there enough time, you mentioned this, for Memphis to catch Denver for the
Yes,
one?
There is.
They're 3.5 back.
Take a peek at the schedule. Unthinkable a month ago. And the price was outrageous.
Oh, here's
huge.
Look at this.
They can do it.
Here's how Denver closes out March. At Washington tomorrow, back home for Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and New Orleans.
Yep.
And then at Phoenix.
Yeah. The way they're playing, especially lack of defense. They lost to the Spurs. They lost at home to the Nets.
They could have losses coming.
Yeah.
They really could. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Sweet 16 games are coming up. Line moves and trends during this round of action. And this is typically where Cinderella loses their chance at a crown. Plus, we'll go over conference props and where they're sitting as we speak.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Check out today's betting splits for every game, VSiN.com.
Sweet 16 upon us, coming up on Thursday night. 4 games then, 4 more on Friday. Some of the line moves that we've noticed so far, Michigan State up to 2 pretty much everywhere against Kansas State. I bet the money line laid 15 cents, but Matt Eumanns joined us 45 minutes ago. If Michigan State gets to 3, it's getting into Bonkles world at that time. They should not be laying 3 against K-State.
Yeah, yeah. I think Matt has a point, though, that K-State's going to be a public dog. I could see that as well.
Yeah, but that does not coincide with the power ratings, though.
What was it? What did you see? Was it good K-State or bad Kentucky and Reeves? Or Noel going crazy down the stretch?
I thought it was a really good game. I mean, if Reeves hits 3 of those shots, they win the game. He was 0-14. Huh? Or if other guys... But that's not to say that K-State didn't deserve to win because they were... Like, Noel was otherworldly in that game.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't just him. They had like 2 all Big 12 guys on that squad. And Tang has done a great job this year with this team. So
I think it's also everyone just like us. Izzo.
Well, that's too easy though, right?
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's...
He's done it 8 times.
I'm just thinking in my brain.
The guy's
brain,
an unbelievable coach.
Yeah. I liked him at around Pick'em. I will not like Michigan State around 3. That's just, it's too high at that point. The Alabama game again, this has been all over the map. DraftKings opened up Bama -6 total 143. That got all the way down to 135 yesterday. That was the low water mark with that total. And now money came back in on the over. It's sitting around 137.5. Actually, it's between 136.5 and 137.5. And Bama... pretty much a 7.5 point favorite everywhere. They did touch 8 a little bit yesterday. But you don't want to take San Diego State in this game.
No, I do not.
I think we saw the A games, or close to it, with Alabama in the second half over the weekend, and the same thing with Houston. And Houston's laying 7 now against Miami.
The thing about the Miami performance, number one, they had no business beating Drake. But they had 20 offensive rebounds against Indiana.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
So, yeah, you know, that's not going to happen against Houston. And then Houston now knows, guys, this has never happened before. We are 2 wins away from playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's set up beautifully for Houston now.
I'm with Matt, by the way. He brought up the UCLA-Gonzaga under. That was my first thought on the game when we had the matchup after Sunday night. And I bet under 146 as well. Because Mick Cronin here, and I know, like, if you look at the sites like Bart Torvik and Ken Palm, they have the game played in the high 70s. So it'd be going over this total. I think Cronin, you know, shorthanded here, down at least one guy, he knows that he cannot get involved in what Gonzaga likes to play. They have the number one, they like to push it, fast tempo, number one offense in the entire country. I can't see UCLA. I don't think that's the best way to win this game. I think he needs to, you talked about how you love Rick Barnes and the coaching staff say they like to go through the mud, drag Duke through the mud.
Yep.
I think UCLA has to drag Gonzaga through the mud in this game. That'll give them their best chance to win it, slow it down big time, play great defense, and win a game like 68-65. What are you looking at for conference props, and what has to happen for some of the stuff to go over?
The American Athletic was 3.5. Cincinnati, Houston has to go to the Final Four to get the over prop.
You really had an unfortunate loss with Memphis.
You did.
That was a coin flip game, but again, we said this yesterday, bad call at the end of the game.
ACC was 4.5. You need the Miami win to get there. Big 12 was 11. They're on 7. They have K-State and Texas left.
Oh,
yikes.
Boy.
That is not happening. Unlikely. And the Kansas only getting one win is enormous.
That kills it.
The Big East was 7. They're on 7. They still have 3 teams left.
Well, that's the one conference that's a true banger great. This year then.
What a week they had. 3 teams alive. You get Patino and Cooley. UConn,
and think
Xavier.
Think about that. I mean, and Marquette as a 2 seed is gone.
Yeah, good point. Yep. Mountain West, 3. Did you ever see the 1.5? Did the guy respond
to
that?
Oh, God,
no.
I never saw 1.5.
Right, yeah,
no.
Well, but the guy said he found a 1.5, but that's... Anyways, the Mountain West is on 2. They're at 3.5. San Diego State has to go to the Final Four. There were some 3s out there as well.
Yes. I'm on under 3.5 flat.
Pac-12, 6.5. UCLA has to win it all to go over. You got nothing out of Arizona.
Yeah. That's if we include the play-in games
right,
and
Arizona State's win. Yes.
Okay.
Same thing with the ACC. If you look at the fine print, the grading, but Pitt with the play-in win as well. ACC on 4. SEC was 11.5. They're on 9. Well, they still have Bama, Tennessee, and Arkansas. So, you look good.
What was the West Coast Conference?
3. They're on 3. 1 from St. Mary's, 2 from the Zags.
Gonzaga has to win the game.
Right.
Now, here's the deal about this, too, because we were talking about this during the break. I think playing games count on this, but you need to check your house rules. Some house rules might count it only as the round of 64 games and beyond.
Right.
That would not include the play-in games. Other books...
Technically, it's not the tournament. It's a play-in. You're playing in to get to the tournament.
They call it a play-in game.
Yeah,
they don't consider those games the first round. It's silly what they do here.
Yeah.
So I think some books will say, yes, those play-in games count. Other books might say they actually don't. We're going to start with the round of 64 and then go from there. So if you did bet the over on the Pac-12... And the fine print at that book says playing games don't count. Well, then that's already a loser then. And the same thing goes for the ACC, right? Because Pitt
I believe
won a playing game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's, that'd be 5 then if you count the play-in, right? As opposed to the 4 then if you don't. Big 10 was 8. Now, it was strange that they did so well in the first round. But they got 8 teams in, and the only team left is Michigan State. So they're on 7. But you're down to 1 team, and you need a Michigan State win just to push.
I think they only have 6 wins.
Oh, it's a 6? I thought I had 7. Okay.
I think they have 6.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
We'll have to double check. But, I bet against Indiana in round 1 with Kent State. Took the points. Kent State, I think, started 2 of 13 on layups in that game.
Yeah.
And they were totally dead.
Yeah, disappointing.
Yep. I came back, I bet Indiana money line against Miami, and they had no chance.
You were excellent pointing out all the red flags and teams to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember we mentioned this several times before the tournament started? KenPom tweeted, there have been 36 teams to enter the tournament as a 1 or 2 seed that weren't ranked in the preseason AP poll. They have combined for 0 Final Fours, averaging fewer than 2 wins per tournament.
Guess the 2 teams, folks.
Good luck, he tweeted, to Purdue and Marquette.
Wow.
Oh! A 1 and a 2 seed combined for 1 tournament win. My God.
You know what, Paulie?
It was against a 15.
I honestly, and we talk about all these trends, college basketball, throughout the year, other sports as well, and we're like, yeah, some of these might make some sense. A lot of them probably don't. The more we go on and the more tournaments we have, I don't think you can really fight it with some of these numbers. That would be one of them. And the other stuff would be the numbers on KenPom. In terms of teams that you can bank on to make deep runs when they fit certain criteria and teams that are going to get knocked out early when they don't. And it happened pretty much yet again this year.
Yeah.
There's something to it, man.
Yep. Another one he tweeted. Gonzaga outperforms its seed yet again. 16 times in 24 years under few and 12 of the last 15 years. They did it this year. They didn't do it the previous year. 2021, yes. He said 2020 would have because they were unstoppable, COVID. And they did it in 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 11, 10, and 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome program. Good for him.
8 straight Sweet 16s.
Now, a couple of nuggets here on that Michigan State, K-State game from Chris Felica again.
Uh-huh.
Michigan State, as a 7 seed, they're favored over the 3. It's the first time a team seeded 7th or lower has been favored over a top 3 seed since 2015 when 7 seed Michigan State was a 1.5 point favorite over 3 seed Oklahoma. Sparty won 62-58. In a game that was played in New York. Tom Izzo's teams are 18-6 outright in the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 games. So, I mean, it's just, as we talked about earlier today on the show, they played a complete stinker in the Big Ten title game. They lost by 10 to Ohio State. They came into the tournament limping. Nobody is like high on this team. They're a 7 seed. Kind of a pick'em game against USC.
Right.
Maybe small favorite.
Yep.
And here they are yet again because of this guy.
A good observation by Matt. They were 2 of 16 from 3 and still beat Marquette.
Yeah. And they're one of the best shooting teams in the country. That's why I think they'll probably pick it up a little bit against K-State. Up next, do you concur? The country would love this Final Four. We'll tell you who it would be coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Always great house specials at Bet Rivers. Well, a team starts 7-0 in Major League Baseball, and that's plus 280. And will Alabama go to the Final Four and win it all in college football? That's 9-1 up there. Plus, you're going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares. Place a qualifying bet. Get a square on the house. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur? Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, Paulie. A Princeton, Florida Atlantic, Xavier, and take your pick from the West Region Final Four is not a bad thing, and the country would love it. You concur?
No. That will not do well from a rating standpoint. You'd be better off with a Fairleigh Dickinson if that would have happened, like a St. Peter's. I just don't think people don't know anything about Florida Atlantic. And I don't think Xavier moves the needle either.
Would Princeton getting in, and then you load it up with...
It'd have to be, yeah, the other
UCLA, Houston. And, my God, which team in the lower left of the bracket?
I don't know. That's what
Tennessee.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
A Princeton-Tennessee game for the final? Oh, my God. No, that's not going to get it done.
That doesn't do it for you?
That's not going to get it done.
Would you like it personally?
No, I would not.
You would not?
No, I would not.
You'd rather have Houston, Alabama?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you want the little guy out.
Yeah.
Again, fun poison here.
But not fun poison. I like the little guy, but that's... It's also who you're talking about and putting in there. So,
yeah. Rick Pitino will turn St. John's into a national contender. Do you concur?
100% concur. Absolutely. Humans is right. He wins everywhere he's been. And it's just between New York and the bright lights, and he'll get players.
Now, what are we talking
Absolutely.
About overall for
He doesn't
a
even
contender.
Need players. That's the other thing. He doesn't even need players.
Like, what's a realistic ceiling in the first 2 or 3 years?
Top 15.
Okay.
Top 20.
So he can get...
8-9 game.
Okay, I was going to say like a 6 seed maybe.
Okay, yeah.
A 6 seed or maybe a Sweet 16 run. That qualifies, I think.
Yes.
In the first couple... Yeah, I think that would get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That does the job.
Will Houston get it done and win 2 more games and then play at home for the Final Four? Houston will get it done. Do you concur?
I wish I could say I love it. I love the idea. I think they're going to be up against it if they get Texas.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
Yep, I think Texas is really, really, really good. And that will not be an easy game for them. Hell, the game coming up this week in the Sweet 16 might not be an easy game for them.
Well, you're going back. You could go back-to-back opponents so that really don't defend. I mean, Miami doesn't defend.
That's the thing, is that Miami's defense,
Xavier,
I think.
Xavier couldn't stop Kennesaw State.
Though. Yeah. Yeah, I think Xavier would be a... I think Houston would really be able to handle Xavier. I don't think Houston is going to be able to really handle Texas.
Yeah.
So I would love to see them. I have a parlay on them to make it to the title game and win it with the Celtics to win the NBA title. So that would be great. I bet this a long time ago just to have some fun. So that'd be awesome. But I don't. Man, they go in some dry spells, dude.
I would like to see this. This has never happened before. I don't count Butler with Indianapolis.
Okay.
I mean, this to be at home in the Final Four, the host city, be nuts. Dylan Brooks has become one of the most unlikable athletes in our lifetime. Do you concur?
Well, in our lifetime might be. I would say in this current year that we're in, I would say yes, our lifetime. I don't know if there's enough meat on the bone to say that about him, but I would say right now.
It's out of control.
Current time. What really drove me nuts was the Stone Cold Austin 316 before one of their recent games that they went out there, and I believe they lost that game. And it's who are you, dude?
It's forced. What are you doing?
Yeah, who
He's wearing sunglasses in every interview. He's dressing like how he dresses. He's got like 16 technicals.
18 now.
Oh boy, 18, thank you. He's getting in fights with Shannon Sharp, and he called him a pedestrian. He's in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking about? You're getting in fights with everybody on a regular basis. He got a T for talking trash to the Mavs bench. I need to send this guy an IOU. He sucked in the playoffs last year. He couldn't make a shot.
Terrible.
He was awful against Golden State and Minnesota. Couldn't make a shot to save his life.
He's an agitator is what he is.
I mean, it's you're trying way too hard here.
I would say
that's
that
a total buffoon.
He's a version of Marcus Smart, but like 10 times more unlikable than Marcus Smart, Dylan Brooks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you're a Grizzlies fan,
yes,
you're not going to be rooting for that guy.
Yeah.
At this point, they're not a very likable team.
Yeah. Like, what have you accomplished? Who are you? Right?
Yeah. If Shohei Ohtani mows down the American bats in the WBC finale tonight, you need to be adding him to win the Cy Young throughout this game.
Well,
concur?
Well, how low's the price, though? I mean, what?
I think the best price you can find on him right now is 12-1.
Okay. Yeah, concur. Yes.
Here's the rub on the game. And more on this with Matt Bascurian in 40 minutes. Ohtani might not be pitching tonight. So,
pitching or starting?
Well, starting.
Starting.
He, through a translator, he told Ken Rosenthal last night, here's the quote, "I will definitely be prepared to pitch wherever, but before that, I'm going to have to hit and make sure I put some runs on the board before I pitch."
So will they go, they'll go Darvish and then Ohtani?
I don't know. Darvish is going to be ready, but it could be somebody else who gets the start.
Oh, this is wild.
And their manager, Hideki Kiriyama, is being really coy with this.
Why wouldn't you start him? This is for all the marbles. This is it.
Maybe because he needs, maybe the runs, like he said, he needs to concentrate on hitting first before he goes out there and pitches.
Start Darvish and then you bring in Ohtani. We're going with him. Are we going with Freeland or Merrill Kelly? Is that who we're going with?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I cannot wait to watch this game tonight. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The future of sports betting will look like this. All of these arenas across the country for college basketball, stadiums, wherever, for whatever game, they're going to be equipped with sports books, kiosks, iPads at your fingertips, you name it. They'll have it so people can bet on games that are being played right in front of them. Do you concur?
You'll go to Pro Sports and you'll be handed a tablet and a menu and bet right from your seat.
That's going to happen. We had this discussion about how many states are you can't bet college teams.
Yes, concur. Five years.
This will all change.
Yes.
And so when you go to a baseball game or one of
that's
these
college
games.
That's how it is EPL soccer and everything.
Right.
You walk in, you're handed a menu and a tablet of what you can bet on.
Yeah. Or there could be a bank of kiosks where you can go and say, okay.
Well, we have that in most places, but right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But yes. Yeah. But the tablet idea, and it's like, it's like you're ordering food.
I think it's going to happen.
No problem. Right.
Mm-hmm. The 76ers, despite losing last night, might be worth a look to win the Eastern Conference. Do you concur?
Concur. Absolutely. Now, I know there are issues here, and they can't get to the past the first round, or the conference finals, rather, and that horrible performance against Atlanta when they blew that series to go to the conference finals. I think you're going to see a Philadelphia-Milwaukee conference final. It's very disturbing and troubling what's going on with Boston. I'm off with Celtics. This is terrible. You know, play like this going into the playoffs. And how bad they've been.
You know, it's
and it's a big deal to me with the coach. And how no one likes Mazzulla, and it appears between the white thing and the substitution pattern and how Tatum has struggled. Absolutely. Now, do you want to back Harden in the playoffs? That's what you'd be doing. But I think the pieces are with Maxey and with Embiid, and Embiid just a beast right now.
So that means
I like the Sixers over the Celtics.
That means that you want to back Doc Rivers?
Well, that's, yeah, damn. I know. Just don't get a 3-1 series lead. You'll be fine. That's the only thing I can't have
so,
with Doc.
I mean, the difference between this year's Celtics team and last year, I mean, it's crazy, right? Because last year, what a downgrade, by the way, at head coach. Udoka was the man last year. Awesome head coach.
He was in their face, though. He would challenge them.
I know he would.
This team is not playing like any toughness or with any edge.
And remember, their defense is what carried them and turned them into this. You know, they were on this incredible run from like January on, and they
smart.
Were awesome.
Smart's been awful.
Yeah. And now this year, it has not been the same thing.
Yeah.
They early on in the season, it was all about these historical numbers they were putting up offensively.
Yep.
So what are you guys? Where's the identity here? How did you lose it that badly going from one coach to the next?
You can't take the Warriors seriously with this road record.
Oh, God.
Do you concur? They're 8-29 on the road. It was 7-29. They lost 11 in a row before they beat the Rockets.
That means I'm doubting the champs.
Yep. They're around 500.
I'm going to say I don't concur because I don't trust the West.
Interesting.
If the West was more trustworthy, I'd say, I can't. There's no way I can bank on them.
I'm concerned about the chemistry and the pool business. I mean, it's something every game with pool as well and how bad he's been.
Yeah.
But Steph can't bail him out in every game. Can't.
Yeah, it's gonna. You're gonna have to.
You don't have Wiggins either.
Steph and Klay to make like a 12. Yeah, that's exactly
that
right.
Enormous. That's enormous with Wiggins.
Up next, more NBA. VSiN's senior NBA betting analyst Jonathan Von Tobel will join the program. He's got some good numbers on to make or miss the playoffs and play-in participation numbers for two teams in the West. Find out who they are coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.